Okay, I just want to thank everyone for coming. I want to thank you for your... Oh, yeah, I should. Okay, thanks. Yeah, I meant them don't go away. You can go away.
Oh, okay.
No, I want to thank everyone for coming and for sharing your experience and your knowledge and your languages with us. I also really want to acknowledge the huge amount of talent and dedication and teamwork that Victoria Anderson and Andrea Berez have put into this conference. I think at the beginning, at the opening, I referred to hours and weeks of work that they had done, but they've been doing these, putting in these hours and weeks for almost 2 years since the last conference. There are just innumerable details, basic and rather subtle, and all of them have to be planned and coordinated for each instance of this conference. So planning for the next conference is going to have to begin in just a few months because you have to look for funding and venues quite early. So our whole department is really grateful for their work. We have a number of excellent specialties at UH, and when our organizers and students make our department shine, as I think they have with this conference, they make everyone in the department look good. So we're very grateful. And I should also mention that what happens in the conference preparation is a very valuable experience for our students and contributes to their professional development. So I'd like to thank Victoria and Andrea for that as well. But I also want to thank the students because that means that they have to do a great deal of hard work for the conference. So I would like to call Victoria and Andrea up here. Well done, I think. Before I go, I don't mean to cut your applause short, but before I go, I also wanted to say a word of thanks for Jim Yoshioka because he's been our guide and our guard. But Victoria and Andrea are going to credit him.
Thank you very much, Patricia. Wow, that was great. Thank you. We also have a lot of people to thank, too, and we're going to do that now. But actually, I think we want to start by thanking all of you, 260 presenters and masterclass instructors and special session organizers and moderators, and all of you took, we recognize that it takes a lot of time and a lot of resources to come all the way to Hawaii for several days to share your experiences with us, so we want to just let you know how much we really recognize and are honored by the effort that you guys have made to come out here. So I think you deserve a round of applause. Thank you. Some other people that we'd like to thank include the ICLDC Advisory Committee, the Abstract Review Committee, the Special Session Review Committee, our American Sign Language interpreters, and John Kawahara in the Dean's Office, who did a lot of processing of the financial aspect of this conference. And we also want to acknowledge and thank the previous chairs of the conference, so Dr. Nick Tieberger from the first ICLDC and Dr. Yuko Otsuka from the second ICLDC. Thank you very much. And finally, of course, we want to thank
our personal superhero, Jim Yoshioka.
Jim, can you come up here, please? So I know you guys have all seen just how dedicated Jim is to this conference because he's been sitting at that desk about 23 hours a day for the last 4 days. He is this dedicated all year round, and we're so lucky to have him. He's been with us every step of the way. As an example of the dedication he has, on Tuesday night, he went through every single registration packet just to make sure that all of you had everything you need in your folders when you got here.
And that's why each one of you knows him personally. So, you know, with his tone of calm aloha and his sure steering, it has always been smooth sailing. Thank you so much, Jim.
Thank you, and I have some thank yous of my own, too. So they say that it takes a village to raise a child. Well, the same is true for a conference, because there's so many people involved. As Andrea and Victoria said, you know, thank you to all of our many people on the different committees, all of our volunteers, our moderators. We couldn't do this without you. So thank you all for that, and can we, especially for all the volunteers and everything, can we give them a round of applause? But in particular, I want to recognize our student steering committee, who have brought their energy, great, very smart ideas, and their enthusiasm to build and run this conference. For many of them, this is the first time that they have organized a conference, or indeed, maybe this is their first experience with ICLDC. And as Patricia mentioned, to the UH Department of Linguistics credit, the credit of the department, they offer a 2-semester course. It's a graduate seminar on basically conference organization. So these students come to class, which is taught by Victoria, Andrea, and then myself, and we form committees and we carry out the work of the conference within the class. They get credit for it, and then we also, they do many, many hours outside of class too. And so this is how we are able to mount such a massive conference. Again, the biggest one in our college, and I think, I still have to do the numbers, but I think we have at least 460, so a new record. And so I just wanted to mention that if you particularly enjoyed any of the following things, you have a student steering committee member to thank for this. So for example, the design, organization, and layout of the conference program, the venue and menu for the opening reception and the graduate student mixer, the tea leaf lei making demonstration, which the students got the idea from just maybe about a few weeks ago and managed to put together. It was great. The pre-conference film screenings, the entertainment at the reception, the tallying of all the ratings that we got from the abstract reviews, including the scheduling of all the presentations, handling of paperwork for the scholarship winners, the invited speakers, visa letters of support for all of you coming from other countries, conference publicity, press releases, the tech setup, the recording of the sessions, which will later be up on our digital archives. Many of them served as assistants for our master class presenters, and they did the scheduling and the training of our conference volunteers. This is just a sample of what they were all doing. So what I would like to do is have them recognized publicly individually. So when I call your name, can you please stand up? Kevin Batcher. Anna Ballou. Tobias Floyd. Amber Camp. Brenda Clark. Megan Daly. Is she here? John Elliott, Katie Gao, Bryn Hauk, Raina Heaton, Ryan Henke, Kayvon Hoshier, Catherine Lee, Samantha Rarick, Bradley Rents, Nick Toller, Sarah Uno, and Bonnie Windham. Thank you for all your help. You guys were incredible, and it was this great team that were able to pull this conference together. And I would say for all these people that stood up, keep an eye on them, because I'm sure they will do great and important things in the field. They are at the beginning of their professional career, and they're already doing things like this. So again, another round of applause for them. And now, because it's my job, a few housekeeping items. Just at registration, we encourage you to turn in your evaluation forms. Your feedback is very valuable to us. We pay attention to this, and it helps us make our conference better and better. For those of you, there's in your packet a Recovering Voices survey that is going on. We encourage you to participate in that. You can drop both of those forms off at the registration desk. We also have a lost and found in case you've lost items. We found an amazing number of water bottles going around, so we have that. And also, we recycle name tags, so if you want to keep yours, that's fine, but if you don't want it, then you know, return it back to us and we'll recycle it for you. We encourage you to keep in contact with us for the next ICLDC. We have Facebook and Twitter pages where we post all kinds of news on language documentation efforts around the world and about the conference. And as a final note, aloha and see you in 2017. Which I should tell. And then also for presenters, if you have your PDFs for your presentations, please either email it to icldc@hawaii.edu or put it on the laptop. We will include it with the recordings, which should hopefully be up in a number of weeks. We will post announcements on all that. And
okay, we're not quite done yet. We're almost done. Okay. Thank you, Jim. We have one more scheduled speaker on our program, but we actually had a very moving last minute request by Tom Gamble, who traveled all the way from Sitka, Alaska with his mother. And he asked us a few minutes ago if he could just say a few words. So Tom is going to speak for just a moment, and then we'll have our very final closing remarks in just a minute.
Bienvenidos, damas y caballeros. Ya hochu gavarit spasiba, zavishli, Hawaii. Aktuwasi gu ganashchish anyat kusani hati ade yayagi yi. A klein ganashchish hati ade. I wanted to thank you all, the participants, the planners, and everybody that came to Hawaii. I wanted to thank your families who allowed you all to come here. This has been a really great conference for me, very moving conference for me to know that there are so many of you committed to saving our world's languages. For that alone, I want you all to have your own applause. I also wanted to add that I'm not a doctor, but I play one on TV. My name is Tom Gamble. I am an elected member of the Tribal Council of the Sitka Tribe of Alaska. We represent more than 4,000 enrolled members. I have experience working as the president of Alaska Native Brotherhood, which was one of the oldest organizations in America fighting for civil rights for natives. I am Tlingit. Now, everybody here, put your tongue behind your teeth. Somebody asked me the other day, what are you? I said, I'm Tlingit. She said, oh, fricative. I said, what did you call me? I wasn't sure if I was really happy with being called a fricative, but I understood in the scholarly view what she was trying to say. She had actually met somebody who uses that as a part of the language. And if I do refine my skills and decide to add the credentials after Tom Gamble, I will one day be considered a Tlingit linguist. Again, my thanks goes out to the Hawaiians. At some point in time in the history of my families, we are Kiksati from the Kiksati clan, the Raven tribe of Sitka. One of our ancestors, who was a great seal hunter, floated off in a canoe and spent some time here. This was generations upon generations upon generations handed down from one to another in an oral tradition. These stories were handed to me through my mother's uncles and the people who cared enough to teach me. I ask you all to put them at the foot of their ancestors and ask them not to care. You should write that down. Put them at the foot of your ancestors and ask them not to care. Because ultimately, we have to take it upon ourselves to know that we have to start somewhere, albeit small, in leaps and bounds. And while I applaud the efforts of the planners and the presenters of an international language conference, I would hope to see that one day we're not just growing in size, but that the need for preserving and documenting our endangered languages has been reduced and diminished so that there are only a few of us sitting here. It is a reverse perspective I offer, and oftentimes I think outside of the box, and I credit this to be having born inside of a triangle. So, some of the things that I wanted to say again, it was the Lord and the Creator that gave us our language, and that's the reason why we use it. I have gained immensely from the people and the presenters at the conference, and I will take with me excuse me, all of the work and bring it back to my people. I brought Anita up here tonight to introduce you to her. She was born in 1936. Her full legal name is Anita Harriet Duncan Gamble Wright. She had Tlingit parents that were married traditionally Eagle and Raven, whose parents married traditionally Eagle and Raven for centuries upon centuries and thousands of years. She was raised off of the land in a place called Excursion Inlet, and she really does not recall a time when she had learned English. She doesn't know where it came from. All she remembers is her dad would say something to her in Tlingit, and she would say, "Kay." So he would get really upset and he would say, "Gwalte kaye oka." It means you have to quit saying "kay" when I'm speaking to you in our language. And those are just some really funny stories that she had always shared with me growing up. And because we've all been working and we haven't done a whole lot of activities, I wanted to try and engage you all a little bit. Now, if you take your right hand, put it at the top of your head, I'm going to teach you something my mother taught me. She was always saying this when I was growing up, and you go like this, "Hway." That means, "Boy, you're making me tired." Now, there's one more, too. You can look with a little bit of endearment to your right or to your left, whoever is sitting next to you, and look at them, and you're going to repeat after me. "E-Shawn."
E-Shawn.
One more time. "E-Shawn."
E-Shawn.
That means poor baby. I'm demonstrating to you right now a language that's still being preserved in my own right. It's being carried on and passed on from one generation, and I'm sharing it also with my children. So I gain comfort in knowing that I'm playing my part. There's a certain satisfaction in doing this type of work. It's not always what you're going to receive in benefit, but with this particular field, it's more of what you can leave behind. For example, those big bears that live in Alaska that go up to hibernate, they go into the dens of their ancestors, and they follow their footsteps back down from the mountains into the prosperous streams. They follow footsteps that were left behind them that go all the way across the muskegs into the valleys and next to the rivers where they harvest their salmon year after year. And when their salmon fishing is done, they turn around and follow the same tracks back to their dens, and they teach this to generations after generations of bears. This is an opportunity that is long overdue. My mother has never been recognized. She's never been given an award, and she's not the type of a person that's going to ask. But at this language conference, and amongst all of you, I thought it was important to know she's one of the very few Tlingit speakers that we have left. I don't want to belittle her, but the dementia disease has taken away a lot of what she's going to remember. And unfortunately, she is going to forget more of our Tlingit life than a lot of our kids are ever going to remember or know. And so I wrote a couple of things down, and I apologize that while I can applaud the efforts of every scholar that was here, that took the time, the meticulous time to research and put together a message for all of us to hear and take back so that we are armed with the best weapons in our fight for keeping languages alive. I had an opportunity to sit amongst some people in Fairbanks recently. They were a very strong group of people. A man from New Zealand was amongst us as our guest, Bentham Ohaya. I'm going to use the three things that he asked for all of you as you go and you interview your elders. What counts as knowledge? What knowledge counts? And who decides? It's an important thing to know as you work with Native people, and that when you do work with these tribes and the people of the land, that you offer gifts for the elders, as nothing is given for free. It's an exchange for the education that you will receive from them. And keep in mind also that food is a great connector of communities and families. If you offer food, you're going to break down barriers more often than not. And if you're having trouble getting people to come to your conferences, just say there's a bunch of free food. And once they're there, you can start talking about something and they'll, you know, stay. But I'm really checkerboard in my presentations. There's a bunch of stuff that I really didn't want to overlook or miss. I did touch on Anita being a member of the Kiksati clan. And if you wanted to know more about our history, we are the same family that fought against the Russians to help, you know, settle the score for all of Alaska's history. It's well documented in a book by Nora and Richard Dauenauer. They utilized National Science Foundation funds for a lot of years to be able to document our history. So again, this opportunity for me right now is just to recognize my mom for all of the countless hours that she spent teaching people language, protocol, history, songs, traditional foods, and more importantly than anything, love. That was the underlying thing, and somebody said that earlier in their presentations, that when the students were learning, they tried to immediately gratify them and encourage them with a hug or a pat on the shoulder to let them know that they cared about what they were doing. And so, again, this opportunity to be here is really important to me. Also, don't forget that humor is really important in learning. The last few minutes that we've held here in our closing talks, listening to people laugh was really special to me, to know that we weren't just here to do work, we're still people. You know, we can laugh and we can love and we can learn all at the same time. There's one demonstration that I wanted to teach you. Again, it's going to take, and this is the last thing before I close, and I thank you all for your time, but it's going to take a little bit more participation. Again, it's going to take a series of two claps, okay? It goes like this. Those two claps are going to come when I put my hand up, okay? So again, let's practice right now. Ready? One more time for practice. You guys are doing excellent. Okay, so I'm going to teach you a traditional song that my mom and my grandma taught me when we were growing up, whenever we felt really sad. You guys want to hear it?
Yes.
I didn't bring a drum, so I'm going to have to do this. Okay? And when I raise my hand, that's your cue. Don't forget, you guys are going to be the drums. All right? Yeah! If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, and you want to clearly show it. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. I hope you enjoyed that one. And the reason why I offered that too is that don't get caught up in tradition, because traditions change with every varying thing. Lastly, I wanted to offer my thanks again to the conference organizers, the numerous volunteers, the participants, and the families that let us be here. Thank you all again, and Anita, I love you.
Thanks very much, Tom. Finally, to close our conference, we've invited Dr. Ken Ray to say a few words. Dr. Ray was the inceptor and driving force behind the journal and the International Conference of Language Documentation and Conservation, and the founding mentor behind the Language Documentation Training Center. Professor Ray, a phonologist specializing in oceanic languages, has been devoted to supporting work on endangered languages and biological and cultural diversity, which have surprising correlations. In 2006, he initiated the first meetings at UH to plan the journal, which launched in 2007, and the conference, which launched in 2009. All of this leadership has taken him away from his own research, and in 2008, Ken was asked to serve as chair for the Linguistic Society of America's Committee on Endangered Languages and Their Preservation. Well, many of you may know that Ken has just retired several weeks ago. We know that he's looking forward to returning to his work and reforging friendships in Pohnpei. But it's truly also appropriate that he should close this conference, and we wish him the very best on the next chapter of his continuing voyage.
I know it's late. I know probably many of you are getting hungry, so I'll try to be very brief. When Andrea asked me to make a few comments at the end of this conference, I tried to think about what it was about this conference and the three that preceded it that provided some sense of some continuity through the conferences. And I ultimately decided upon a metaphor to talk about these conferences. The metaphor being the Battle of Jericho. Now, I don't mean to imply that we're at war with one another, nor that we're a particularly militaristic crowd, I don't think, but rather I think we're all engaged in a struggle or a battle, if you wish, to sustain the world's cultural and linguistic diversity. I think there's a second way in which this metaphor is especially appropriate in light of these conferences, and that is, if you remember the story about the legendary Battle of Jericho, it involved tearing down walls, right? And I think that that's what we've been about at this conference and others that preceded it. Academics, perhaps especially academics, tend to live in their own little silos and their own disciplines and sub-disciplines. But I think what we've seen going on here at this conference is something really quite remarkable, that we've seen people from a whole variety of disciplines coming together, sharing ideas with one another, with the idea of ultimately serving languages and the endangered languages of the world. Let me just kind of cut this short. I think there's good reason to be optimistic about the future. And the question is, what do we mean by the future? There's a statement by Paul Sappho that I like, who said, "The future is already here. It's just unevenly distributed." And I think we are the future. In this room, you are the people who are the future. We're setting the pace for what's going to happen in this field of language documentation and conservation in the future. And that's very exciting. So what do we do in the future? If you'll permit me, some of you have heard me say this before, but I'd like to, a quote from Jonas Salk, who was the inventor of the polio vaccine. And he said, "Our greatest responsibility is to be good ancestors." And I think that's our obligation. So I would like to say to you, continue the good fight, tear down the walls, and be good ancestors. So good luck in your work. Come back in 2017, and our warmest aloha to all of you.